Yo, what's going on, guys? Sean Murphy here, Salvation Strength Podcast, the hard charging, short yet essential morning message dedicated to empower your day. Hope you are doing well. I'm going to be honest, I am dragging today. And so that's pretty much what I'm going to get into on today's topic. And I saw this quote a while back. And it really rang true with me at that moment, and I'm constantly reminded of it any time that I'm struggling, any time that, you just don't feel like doing the things necessary that you're supposed to be doing. And so what that quote was, or what this little phrase was, or however you want to word it, but it pretty much stated that out of every 10 workouts, you're going to have like one or two of them that are going to be awesome. They're just going to be, you know, some of the best workouts that you've ever done. One or two of them are absolutely going to suck. Like, they're going to give you reasons to think about, why did I even show up today? Like, you just didn't have the energy. You just didn't have what it took to get through it. They were just mediocre. They just didn't give back to you what you expected to put into it. So one or two of those workouts out of 10 are just going to suck. And then 6 to 8 of them are going to be eh. They're going to be okay. They're going to be, you know, the workouts that still move the needle forward. But, you know, you write them down in your notebook and you're like, yeah, I got it done. Cool. But it wasn't anything great. It wasn't anything spectacular. It wasn't anything that jogs your memory, you know, weeks or even months or even years down the road. Guys, I can still remember some of my best workouts from like 10 years ago where I still say, man, that was an awesome workout. Those are the ones that, you know, stick with you. And those are like sometimes are the game changers, right? They're the pivotal moments in your training and in your life where you're like, you fall back on those moments. And you're like, man, I did that once. Let's go do it again. And the ones that suck, you kind of remember those too because you're like, man, I want to be better than that. And the mez, you know, those are the ones that are just like, whatever. You know, but they all move the needle forward. So that's what I want to talk about to you today, because guys, here's the thing. Yesterday's workout is going to be one of those for the memory bank. It's going to be one of those that really it pushed the envelope. It challenged me, and I'm still feeling it today doing that sandbag workout. I even shared it on social media on Instagram, and I had some guys reach out and they're like, man, I want to give that one a try. I don't know if they've done it yet or not, but I'm going to forewarn you, if you do give it a go, be forewarned. It could be one of the 1 to 2 times in your life that you're just like, you're going to remember that one. But guys, before I get off track on that, the thing about it is like that workout stayed with me. Towards mid-afternoon, I ended up crashing. I took a nap. It seemed like I couldn't get enough food, nutrition to recover from the workout yesterday. Like, I just kept on going into the kitchen to get more to eat. And you guys know that I follow intermittent fasting, and there's days that I don't eat a lot, and there's days that I tend to overeat. And yesterday was definitely one of those days that I overate, and I'm not going to get onto my strategy on how and why I do that. But it essentially comes down to just giving my body the fuel that it needs. And yesterday, my body was just ravaged. It was just like needing the fuel to recover from yesterday's workout. And so I didn't ignore it, but at the same time, I didn't eat everything in sight. You know, I could have easily gone for cookies or ice cream or, you know, stuff that would have been more comfort foods. But I stayed on track, you know, with the nutrition. I ate the things that would help me recover and help me replenish. But I got to tell you guys, even after that, like, I went to bed at my normal time last night, woke up this morning, and I just kept feeling the effects of yesterday run into this morning. And I don't know, in some ways it's awesome, and in other ways it's like, it's such a struggle, and it's such a, it's dinging into that mental toughness to say, all right, we got to get up, we got to stay on track, let's get moving. And so, even though the temptation was there to hit this snooze, even though the temptation was there to say, you know what, you can sleep in today, like you don't have anywhere that you have to be. Like, even though those temptations were there, I said no. I didn't buy into the weakness. I got up and I, you know, here it is, 5:10, recording this podcast in my gym office, took my walk, and I'm going to tell you, taking a walk this morning, every step was heavy on my legs. Just having the 20-pound ruck on my back, like lightweight. It was just my book bag, you know, filled with my work material. But guys, every step was heavy. Every step was kind of like, oh, I don't want to take the next step, but I forced myself to. And so that's really why I'm coming to you with this message today, is that, you know, you're going to have amazing workouts. You're going to have the workouts that kind of cripple you. You're going to have the workouts that, they suck. And you're going to have the other ones that are just kind of there. But guys, every single one of them will serve its purpose. And the choice is yours to keep moving forward, no matter how heavy your legs feel, no matter what is going on mentally, no matter how you feel physically. Like, you must get up. You must keep taking those next steps forward, because it's the consistency there. It is what moves the needle forward. It's what's going to keep your program moving forward. It's what's going to get your results. You can't rely on the one or two awesome workouts and then that's it. You can't rely on, or you can't be defeated by the one or two that suck and then you're just going to give up. And you definitely can't just look at your workouts as all being meh and expect to get great results. Like, they all come together. They all serve their purpose. And they all will help you become the person that you want to be, become the empowered man that you want to be. So, guys, when you have one of those two or awesome workouts, like, relish in it, embrace it, enjoy it, you know, write it down like we talked about yesterday. But at the same time, don't let it set you back. Like, if it's one of those workouts that just has you crippled the next day, don't let it set you back. Keep moving forward. Now, today's workout is probably going to be a bit easier. Not going to lie. I'm not going to keep pushing as hard as I physically can every single time I step into the gym. That's just dumb. You got to train smart at the same time that you train hard. But at the same time, I'm not going to keep myself out of the gym either. I'm not going to keep myself out of my workouts. I'm not going to keep myself out of training, because I still want to move the needle forward. Every action that I take will, with consistency, will move the needle forward. And that's what's most important, guys. So a couple takeaways out of today is just realize that, number one, not every workout is going to be the game changer. It's not going to be the pounder. It's not going to be the, you know, most critical thing that you ever do in your life. There's other important things in life too, right? And if you're constantly spending all your energy on just one thing, we talk about this in Salvation Strength, if you're hammering down on just your business, you're hammering down on just your training, if you're hammering down on just one thing, yeah, sometimes it's important to do those things, but you got to have that balance as well. And guys, you know that for years I did that. I was just hammering down on my training and hammering down on my business, and I was ignoring so many aspects of my life, and that's what led me down that dark road. So embrace the times that you can really charge through, relish in them, enjoy them, count them as wins, but also accept the other ones that are just kind of meh, and also the ones that suck. Take the lessons that are learned from each and every one of them. Write it down in your journal. Write it down in your notebook. But at the same time, guys, when you feel like you just can't take another step forward, get up and do it anyway. So, guys, that's what I have for you today. Ugh. Again, just raw, unedited, hard charging right at you guys, speaking from the heart. I'll get it together today. It's like 5:15 now. I'll get it together today. But guys, go out, do something amazing with your lives today. Hey, in the words of Brian Alser, do something for somebody else today. Like, seriously, take care of yourself, take care of each other. But guys, do something amazing. And if you're struggling today, just take the next step forward. Do the things that you're supposed to be doing. Do your meditation. Take your walk. Do yoga. Do whatever it is that you need to do today to take care of yourself. But move the needle forward no matter how you feel. All right, guys. With that said, I'm Sean Murphy. If you need any help with any of this stuff, coachseanmurphy@gmail.com. Of course, get the ebook at salvationstrength.com. And we're putting together some new training to be uploaded on that website soon, so be on the lookout for that. I will definitely let you know when that is available. But guys, have an awesome day. Keep pounding. And embrace the suck. With that said, I'm Sean Murphy, Salvation Strength. I'm out.